you?
I don't hear that. Me too. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to say Bishus, Rosh Kolel, the Starmetz, the Repair, and all of you. It's really a tremendous chus to be here. I've heard so many things about the impact of the Kol here in the Domus Shmilaria. You're learning from heaven. In Domus Shmilaria, to be here and to see it, it's really special. And Mitzvah Hashem over Shabbos, you'll get to hear more. But really, you should continue to have Tzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeichem. So this is a slot of a shir that's supposed to be more like a sugya connected to the parsha, an inyan, which is like a something of a shas type of a sugya, which has a lot of interesting back and forth and tumbling and shuvis and other things. I'm thinking of a very interesting, appropriate topic, which is very much part of the parsha in more ways than one. As we'll see, there's a particular drasha in the parsha that speaks to the topic itself of Ger Shmo B'lo Kaval, the status of somebody in the middle of the process of becoming a ger, having gone through bris milah, not yet gone through the tefillah, sort of half Jewish or not, nothing, partly, and there are all kinds of interesting discussions. Specifically, we're going to anchor ourselves in the question of Shabbos, because at Baruch Hashem, I've had a chance to speak about the evolution of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and this has very much to do with that as well, as we'll see. And very much Klal Yisrael's status, where we are right now, Parshas Bo, before Yisrael, we talk about Klal Yisrael as a nation becoming quote-unquote Jewish through Maimed HaSinai, Halachas Gemaras and Yevamos, as we know, learn out Hilchas Geirus from the we find Maimed HaSinai. And yet, they haven't yet gotten there, but they're a chosen. And so they are also in this sort of process of on their way. What's interesting about this topic, not just purely from a halachic standpoint, but also in terms of the history. This would have been a shaila before 1848. I mean, after all, what is the status of Ger Shmo B'lo Kaval regarding Shmiras Shabbos? As we'll soon see, typically non-Jews shouldn't keep Shabbos. And he's sort of Jewish, but not really Jewish. He went through Bris Milah. And yet, it didn't really get discussed. And what brought it to the fore was a Maisa Shahaya in the year Tafresh Mem Ches, 1848. And there was a psak that we'll talk about that was issued by one of the Dayanim in a Beis Din Yerushalayim. And the players are also interesting. Every level of this topic is interesting on many different ways. I don't have time to go into all of the details. I'll try to be merames along the way. Rabbi Chalakzo Zengizunt wrote an article that also touched on some of the aspects of the history and brings some interesting marmokomos. There is a sefer called Yad Shlomo put out by the Detroit Kollel, Tafshin Mem Zayin, a sefer Zikaron that has a whole section on this topic, Kuntris Ger Shmo V'lo Kaval, which has a number of the tshuvas of some of the interesting discussions that took place in the wake of this Psak Halacha. One of the main players, as we'll see, is Aruch Lener, and some of the others as well. And I have for you, going through the Makonos, selections from some of the tshuvas and the responses to those arguments and the responses back. So we'll have hopefully a little bit of interesting fun in the spirit of the topic to understand not just the inyanim, but also the polemics. Okay? So, 1848, a tshuva of the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Lener, as you can see, dated in Chav Vav Iyar, Tafresh Tes, so this is already after Rosh Hashanah, right? Now, he's writing it to Rav Asher Lemel. Rav Asher Lemel was the Dayan who was responsible for the Psak Halacha that happened for this particular ger. What he does is first quote Rav Asher Lemel's letter to him, because what happened was as follows. Rav Asher Lemel came from Poland, and he found his way to Eretz Yisrael a few years before this story happened. He was tremendous dayan, known for Dini Maminus. He right away got appointed to the Beis Din of Rav Shmuel Misalant, who was, of course, there for a few years before that. He was still relatively young. He served for decades as the main dayan, you could say, in Yerushalayim. And so happened in 1848 that Shmuel Misalant had to go on a shlichus to raise money for the yishuv. He did that already from an early age. So he wasn't there at this time when this particular ger had this issue. So Rav Asher Lemu was his fill-in. And he issued a psak, and this psak was very controversial. So here's the story, as written by Rav Asher Lemu to the Aruch Lener, quoted by the Aruch Lener in the Binyan Tzion, source number one. My last quote, Tarasso, you wrote as follows. Yilambeinu Rabbeinu, teach us, Be'ubda da'asa liyadon, Po ira kodesh Yerushalayim, Yom gimel, Chav gimel, Yerach adosheni, Shnas tafresh, I said tafresh memches, I made a mistake, it's tafresh ches, I don't know why I said, tafshin is 1940, tafresh is 1840, so I stand corrected. Tafresh ches is 1848. Ha'avar, in other words, he's writing this a few months later, Prat Cotton, Nimal Einu Yudi Echad, Sheba Heina, Mimidinas, what country does it sound like? Morocco. Okay, hold that thought. Medinas Morocco, L'shem Geirus, Befanenu, based in Tzedek, the Kahal Ashkenazim. There were Ashkenazic Bateidinim and Sephardic Bateidinim. The Sephardic Bateidinim were very upset by this Pesach. But he was an Ashkenazi based in Rishmum Yisalat. He went through the Geirus process, the Kibbol of Mitzvahs, Kedin, U'Kedibar Torah Kedosha. The following Shabbos after the Bris Milah, B'Shabbos Kodesh Shel Acharav, Adayin Lo Yon Nisrapi Mimilasa. So he still hadn't healed from the Bris. V'lo Tava Odena, Higidu Li Leimor Mizrizaso B'Mitzvahs, Eichu Nizar B'Shvisas Shabbos. He is such a frum, soon to be full gear, that he's so nizan shvisa shabbos hagam shuol deno bechlal cholish emo sakana eno maniach legoi lahaver eish beveso. In other words, cholish emo sakana, you can have a goy do malacha for you on Shabbos. He doesn't want to have a goy do for him malacha, even though he's a cholish emo sakana. Veheshavti lahem, when I heard about this, I said to the people who came to me, ladati, in my opinion, lo mibayi shemutu lo lasas malacha b'shabbos. Not only is he allowed to do malacha, that's Gemara's quoting in Sanhedrin and Ches, the Gemara there, that you're not allowed to have a non-Jew, a non-Jew is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. The Chayiv Lasus Malacha B'Shabbos Kol Zman Shelo Tava L'Shem Geirus. The Kol Asu Hashoimim L'Mishmati. Those who listened to me followed up. V'Hochu Eitzel Hager V'Higidu Lo B'Shmi Kein B'Shabbos Kodesh L'Achat Tfilas HaMincha. So it's toward the end of Shabbos. The Chayn Asa, now this is his version of the story, notice. He's sure of his psak. He kosav Eza Osios. What did he do? What? Melacha Ksiva, Kosev. By he, Biyom HaMacharas, this is what Rav Asher Lemu rang to the Achaner, Kashe Nishma, Dover Bira Kodesh, Yerushalayim, Timonis Vikoinin, Po, Savchu Alay Chachme Svarat, those were the main people who were upset. But not only that, the Chachme Ashkenazim, Al Dover Chodesh Halazu, Asher Lo Nishma Me Oilam. We've never heard such a thing. Again, I can say it was, to the extent that it ever happened, it was Pashut that he could keep Shabbos. And suddenly this Pesach became a big deal. Not allowed to keep Shabbos because he wasn't yet fully ager. At the time already, he was Mekabel Mitzvahs. Even though we do Kabbalah Mitzvahs at the Tefillah, but Mestama, there was already Kabbalah Mitzvahs by the Geirus. Ukvar Nimo, V'Omega Mitzvah B'chol Yom Litvo, L'Kshisrab. He's waiting, Atat. He's waiting to have the opportunity, biyado, except that he's not fully healed, but it's biyado, you could say. He wants to be tevil. She yamutu lo chalo, that they all hold that he's allowed. The koshkein, she yalav chiyuva fakert. I'm saying it's mutter, because she yalav chiyuva mitzvah chal Shabbos, they can imagine that. Behem azochrim kamagerim, she nimolu po yakodesh, v'lo nishma kazos minayin li lachadish dava shel sorim v'yishoynim, Veishavti lehem. My response to the controversy was, "Ulay makom hinichu lilas gadavo." This is my chelek that I was able to bring this sack to the world that people didn't realize that that's a halach. Okay, ad kan divrei Rav Asher Lemu in at least this portion of the letter to the Aruch Lener. Just before we continue with some of the responses, Who was his ger? No name here. The only place, the only thing identifying him is that he came from where? Medinas Morocco. A little research was done by a number of people, and you can find this in different places. I can fill you in later. And we can actually identify who this ger was. And one thing is clear, he's not Morocco. He's from America. And see how the letters can be easily interchanged. Morocco, America, right? There's an overlap there in the letters and the way it sounds. Who was he? Again, not to get into all the details, but just give you a little bit of a flavor. A Quaker from Pennsylvania named Warder Cresson. He got close to, you know who was famous in that area in Philadelphia? Of course, one of the old shuls, Mikveh Yisrael. Anyone knows a little bit of Jewish history in America? Isaac Leiser, the Occident. Anyone? I think Ray Stomach has written about some of these kinds of things, right? Maybe. Isaac Leiser used to publish to defend Orthodoxy. And he was a reverend, and he was very much of an activist. Got close with him. Was convinced a few years before the story in 1844 that Torah is true. He left his wife, he left his family. He wanted to go to Jerusalem and become the first American consul to Israel, to Yerushalayim. He writes in his memoirs that on March 28th, 1848, quote, I was circumcised, entered the Holy Covenant, became a Jew. If you do the math and you look at 28th of March, 1848, you will find that the date was exactly corresponding to the 23rd of Adar. How many Gerim would have come at that day and underwent Bris Milah? Okay, so who is he? We know who he is. His name was now given a new name, Michal Boaz Yisrael. He went briefly back to America, came back to Eretz Yisrael, married a Jewish woman, was involved in various agricultural projects in Eretz Yisrael, died in 1860, Menuchaso Kavod in Har HaZeisim. Okay? Many more details that you could find, but just a little bit of the backstory. Now the controversy. So another big player in the back and forth was Rav Yosef Schwartz, who wrote a Sefer Tevuas HaAretz and Tshuvas Divrei Yosef. Just a little bit about him. He was in Yerushalayim. He was originally from Germany, studied by not some Seifers Rebbe, Nassen Adler, different Nassen Adler. I think it may be the one that became chief rabbi in England. He studied there. He also became very educated in many other mikzot. He attended university. He learned geography, and we'll see why that was important because of the svarim he wrote. He studied astronomy. He published a map of Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a sefer called Divrei Yosef, which has two parts. One is called Tevuas Shemesh, which has to do with calculating Zmane Hayom, and Tevuas Haaretz, which is the borders of Eretz Yisrael. We're learning Gittin right now in Yeshiva. So it's a sefer that goes through borders of Eretz Yisrael, the cities, and Yod other Svarim. Okay, here is Tshuvas Divrei Yosef, Simen Chav Dalit, and he has a lot to say about why Rosh Hashem was wrong. And he writes as follows, verse 2. Bishnas Tov Beishches, again 1848, B'chodesh Adar, in Chav Gimel Adar, Nisyahid Ger Tzedek, Tol Yer HaKodesh, Nimo B'yom Gimel, the same story. U'b'yom HaShabbos HaSamach, Bolo Shviach Beizdin, Mikahal Ashkenazim, B'tziva Lo B'shem HaBeizdin. And they instruct this Ger, this, as he mentioned his name before, to do what? He really was not. You see how he has it in for Rosh Hashem. It wasn't B'shem HaBeizdin, Kichesh Lo. The one who really had the force of the tzak was a vashalemu. Now look how he presents his spin on the story, coming from his side. All these years I'm keeping Shabbos. And now, Uem also, Ashani Kvar Zachisi, Rikonis Tachas Kanfi Ashkina, Shikvar Ninimo, Shalom Esolacha, Bayomer Shriach, Shabig Zeras Bezno, Bekoyacha Toira, Muchracha Tolasis Malacha, because on Shotavalta Dine Incha Bechal Yehudi. That was what the Shriach said, Kimovlo Taval, as we'll soon see in the Gemaris, Eino Ger. Vim came Bechal Nachriata, if you're not Jewish, then therefore Benachri Shashavas Chayim Misa. He had no choice, was pressured into writing. Ilkal, you're right. Ilkal, the Rabbi Yosef, right. The Kosav, Shemo, Belashon, Uchsav Ha'amim, he wrote in, not in Lashon HaKodesh, but in whatever, I guess in English. The Kosav, Bedema, Shebacha, Alma, Ima Hashem, Liyod, Elchal, Shabbos. Look how Sebrachin this person is, that he had to do this. Umacharaso, Noda, Dover, Be'ir, Ben Tamidah Chachamim, it was, became known. V'isramu al adayin hanal, v'heitev charalem. They have every right to be upset with him. U'kim'at b'kesh harav rishon l'tzion, that's v'choch l'akam ikal asfardiyin, l'igzor olav nuzifa, that's cherem. V'hu omid b'merdo. Rav Shlomo was obviously very strongly convinced of his right, he was right. Le'imor, kozman shelo tovol harayu nachri, v'narachish avzchay mitzvah, he's not Jewish. V'kor rayis shehevil lo listor dvar v'dacha beth yodah, whatever he tried to prove, against him, he pushed back. He fought back. Achim Esav Akel Anis Asati Dvarav. I negated what he said. We have no evidence of that, by the way, that Yosef Schwartz was able to convince of a Shlomo. We have no evidence. That's what he writes. Okay, so this is just the history. Now let's get into the actual Makoros inside. So what's it based on? As we can see already between the lines, because it's in Mefurash Gemara, we have a Mechokis Tanoim and Gemara Yevamis, the Sugis of Gerus. Rav Elazar says Gerusim Ovelo Taval is fine because what do we find again in our parashas? Aviseinu Malu Velo Tavu. He doesn't find that there was a Tvila by Kal Yisrael. Okay, but then Rav Yeshua says Hareze Ger. So he says, and Tavu Velo Mal the other way around. Rav Yeshua says Hareze Ger because we see that the women became Geirim without Mila. The Chachamim Romim is how we hold. Tava v'lomal, mo v'lotavah, either way, eno gerat shi'im v'yitvah. You need both things. You need Mila and Tefillah. Without that, you're not a Geir. The first thing in Yevamos. This is what the Gemara says. Mefurish, Abchid Baram of Yochanan. You can see again the Amud, next Amud in the Gemara Yevamos. Eno gerat shi'im v'yitvah. And now let's look at other halachas before we come back to Shabbos. And it's mefurish in the Gemaras for numerous halachas that you cannot count such a person l'mashul for a minyan. You can't count him for a zimun. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Hanachri e mezanin alav pshita. Why would you think you could count him for zimun, Hanachri? Gemara says, the case is mo v'lo taval. And based on the statement that we have, Rabbi Yochanan, eno ger shom v'yitvo, and therefore, Lashna Gemara, kama d'lo taval nachrihu. If he didn't do tefillah, he's a nachri, and that's part of the Mishnah's chiddush of Ein Mezan and Olav. The Rambam, Paskins, in Yisuri Biyah, Surah 6, Ger Shemo V'lo Tavah, Tavah V'lo Mal, Ein Ager, At Shemo V'yitvo, and fine. That's the first in the Rambam. In the Shulchan Aruch as well, Yerodea, right? It says that there's a Hodas Mitzvahs, and then the Kevin at the time of the tefillah, the Kevin Shet Tavah, Habeu Ki Yisrael. In other words, after Tzvila. Before that, he's not Jewish yet. So this is in terms of L'chaira, what seems obvious from the Gemara, in terms of the status of Jewishness, you need Tzvila as well. Mila alone does not make him cross the threshold to become Yisrael. Now, what about the Issur Goy Sheshavas? So these are Gemaras in Sanhedrin. Nunches, an easy way to remember it, of course. Noach or Nach, as the case may be, either Simon is the same. Amr Shulakish Nachri Sheshavas Chayev Misa. The Lashon Chayev Misa sounds like because it's Nashara, and Nasharasin Zui Misasin by Bnei Noach, the Torah says do not, then the consequences are punishable by Misa. Where's the Lav? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk and Parshas Noach, Yom V'lai Lo Yishbosu. The Pasuk Pshat is talking about the seasons and the cycle of the seasons and so on, but it's a drasha. Yom V'lai Lo Yishbosu, they should not rest day and night, they cannot rest on Shabbos. Ravina takes it a step further, which is interesting. Ravina says it's not just Shabbos Kodesh, but it's any day of the week, and he picks, interesting, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Even Monday, you can't have the non-Jew set up a Sabbath rest on a Monday. What's the chidush of this Ravina? So there's different ways to emphasize, but let's look at Rashi. So Rashi first comments that the drush of Yom Ha'ar Yishbosu is going on people. And then Ravina says, Afu Shin B'Shabbos, don't think that Rish Lakish means because you're doing it for an obligation, for a religious motivation. that you shouldn't rest on Sabbath. Sabbath could be what we have, Sabbath Kodesh. It could be the Sabbath of the Christians, which is Sunday, or that of the Muslims, which is Friday. Says Ravina, lav dafka that. Even if you have a day in the middle of the week, like a Monday, which is not a Sabbath by any religion, nevertheless, that is also a problem of resting on Monday. Okay, this is Rashi's pshat in Ravina. L'maisa, we have a Gemara, there are Midrashim too, but this is the Gemara that talks about the Isser Goyish Shabbos. So now, coming back to our question, we might say he doesn't count for Zimun. Okay, maybe he won't count for Minyan, certainly not. We'll see about Yayin Nesach, other things. What about this specific halacha? Now, at first glance, if you go by the straightforward halacha, so a non-Jew is a non-Jew until he's Jewish. There's no halfway point, right? So Bris Milah is great. But Bris Milah doesn't get you over the next line, which is to be Jewish. So if you're not Jewish, then you're still a Nachri. So Mimela, there should be an Issur Goyish Shabbos, and that's a Rashi Lemos reasoning. But here's where the Binyan Siyam begins to push back. It says, Shabbos may be unique. Because what is Shabbos after all? Shabbos is an Os Bris. And what is Bris Milah? Of course, it's also Shaykh to that Inyan. And therefore, you start looking at Shabbos through a different lens. And maybe it's not necessarily totally in terms of the status of being fully Jewish, as long as you have already some epis, something that's taking you on the road to becoming Jewish, and Bris Milah is certainly part of that process, that might be enough to lift for you the Issur Goyish Shabbos, and let's see how he presents it. So now, the Aruch HaNer speaks in the Hemshech of the Tshuva. Actually, what this is, I'm sorry, this is still Rashi Lemel, but then you'll see the response in a minute. This is still Rashi Lemel being quoted by the Binyan Siyam in the source stand. Amina Taima Didi. Let me tell you what I think, says Rashi Lemel, quoted by Aruch HaNer. Ha'amnam mehoroi haya lisyayitz bezem chachmi b'nei HaKadosh. Part of the issue was the politics of it. He went and did this on his own. He didn't try to get others for a consensus. Even Divya Yosef says it was one dying of the Beis Din, and he pushed his weight, and that's how it got done, that the Gir had to write his name. I couldn't ask. Terem nasa ha-maisa. Amna machmas, I would like to have asked. Amna machmas ki kfar hoya achat filas ha-mincha. Remember, it was in the afternoon, Reis Erev, that he found out about it. Ubein kach yitzi Shabbos Kodesh. So he felt he had an obligation to see to it that the non-Jews should not violate this Issur of Goyish Shabbos. Ube'enai hayadav ha-poshut. For him to violate Shabbos. To the contrary, he admits for Bechilulo, Shabbos Kodesh. Acharei Shemalos Potuasa Amartim Koch Svara L'dayti Enakein. And I'll tell you why you're wrong. Ibeis Emakroyu Amisim Svara. We hold that the Chachamim Enagirat Shiyamu V'Yitvo, like the Rambam Paskins and the Tzur Shulchan Aruch. And since we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Chesish and Ben Lakish, Goyish Shabbos Chayav Misa, and according to Ravina Fil Shene B'Shabbos, Mimela Harei Kozman Shulot Tavar Enagir V'Dayin Hu Ben Noach. So this is the thrust of his argument. He has a tzivoy. Lo yishbosu. What lifted it? You have to be fully Jewish, and then it lifts. But he's not. His mitzvah is lo yishbosu. Ad tvila, that Yisr is still kayim. That's of the Asher Lemel's reasoning, quoted by the Aruch HaNer. Comes to Aruch HaNer here and says, no, not so pashut. Pas psak malos po terasa shigeshim avol tavol asa lishma Shabbos. Mepeshadayin enoger, b'liyotz mechal ben noach, asher lo chashu lo chacham Yerushalayim. The Chacham Yerushalayim did not agree with you. Chokarti, first he says, I did my own investigation. Did anyone hear such a psak before? Chokarti b'shar mekoyim eshim mekabon geirim. V'nemali shigam sham me'olam lo hikpidu al zeh shol yishmo agir Shabbos kodem atfila. We never found such a thing that he can't keep Shabbos before tefila. V'nasati alibi lipsutam lezeh. L'chor, you're right. Akri shol l'chor psak mos potosom musar aladne yadin v'emes. He was known for that. Glat, this is what it is. Add it up. This is what comes out. Avo es atzmi re'isi shadin im aminuk. The minuk says something. Why didn't we ever find this before? They must be right. The kvam itzad asvara. It's just not logical. And it doesn't sit right with me. Why not? Yeah, misnagid ala seichel. It's counterintuitive. Why? Achri shemila sager nikra bris. The mila is a bris with a Kaddish Baruch. Shemavarchim alel koris abris. The Gemara in Shabbos. That you make a brach of malas agerim. V'gam Shabbos nikra bris. We know. Bris olam. Eich nomar. How can you now say, Achas nichnas the brisa achas. You underwent bris milah. Ye muchrach lahafer brisa acheres shakar sakadosh baruch hu imisam mekayim mitzvosam. He looks at it very like that. Like, I hear what you're saying. You're looking at it like a literalist halacha. There's a bris of milah. It'd be a little more of a chassid here. The bris of milah. Shabbos kodesh is an ois. What are you telling me? How can a person who went through bris milah to do that? This is what he starts with. L'maisa, look at the nusach of Shabbos Shachris. When it talks about Kar Yisrael, we received the mitzvah of Shabbos, and this was not given to Umas HaOlam, one of the expressions is, B'gam b'menuchaso lo yishkinu arelim. Sounds like there is an interesting shaykhus between that which non-Jews don't have Shabbos, or you might even say are not allowed to keep Shabbos, and the fact that they are not gemalt. Which, again, points in a direction that maybe there is a point here that having bris milah doesn't, you know, gives you at least the right to keep Shabbos, maybe even a chiv to keep Shabbos, but certainly not an issa to keep Shabbos. Now, let's go to the back to Divi Yosef. You're going different tshuvas that are flying back and forth, yeah? So, the Divi Yosef echoes what we said, or I know exactly echoes, but says the same thing. I don't know who wrote it first, but says the same thing in terms of bris milah. He writes, me'acha shekfal nimo. Now look how he puts it. Af shelo taval. This is sharper language than Aruch Haner. Aruch Haner says, I can't believe that. It's counterintuitive. He was mekabel the bris of milah. He has to violate the bris of Shabbos. He writes, le'inu Shabbos hu ki Yisrael. Amazing thing. He's a Jew legabe Shabbos. He's not a Jew for a minyan. Not a Jew for zimun. We'll see that yayin nesach is a shayla. Halacha, we say he's still metame yayin nesach. Maybe Rabbaz argues. But somehow, Shabbos, he's a Jew. Af shel shar dinim eino ki Yisrael ad shetaval. Why? Shebishtei mitzvahs niske v'torah kdosho tevas bris va'os. Where are the two mitzvahs that are written bris and os? Mitzvahs nil, mitzvahs Shabbos. Therefore, me'achas shenimo sheish lo oisu bris milah, mitzvah v'chiv alav v'kayim gam ki mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah, mamish min ha-katsa ha-katsa. Rosh Hashanah says he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. The Divi Yosef says he must keep Shabbos. Aruch Haner is sort of in the middle, but certainly not to violate Shabbos. Not to tell him he has to violate Shabbos. Okay, so let's think about this a little bit more. There are really two different angles to approach this inyan in Halacha and Lamdas. One is to try to approach it from the perspective of the yesod of the Issa Gosha Shabbos. And if we understand the Lamdas of that, then we can see maybe why yes and why not as far as Gershom Avotava. The other way to look at it is from the perspective of the lumdis of Geirus, Vilchus Geirus. What exactly is Mila in the process? What has happened in Mila before Tevila? What is it all or nothing? Or is it possible there's a gradation? Exactly what's the relationship in the Talich of Geirus? So let's go first with Gosh Shavas and see where that leads us, and then go back to the Inyan of Geirus itself. So we mentioned so far the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ches, that speaks about the Issa Gosha Shavas based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach and the Inyan of Asaras and Zui Misasan, which speaks even about a Monday. Monday means not even a Shabbos Kodesh, and Rashi learns it means not even religiously motivated, which sounds like the Issa is not so much about the uniqueness of Kedushas Shabbos of Klal Yisrael, which a non-Jew should not try to emulate. It sounds like it's more like the Torah is trying to promote the notion of work. Work is important, work is a value, it's a work ethic. And having a day, it could be a Monday, which is, according to Rashi, if any reason that you go through the day and you don't work, that is undermining the value of having Sheishas Yamim Tavot, of having every day engaged in work. And therefore, there's a problem with Gosha Shavas. That is the perspective that seems to be, according to Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara. From the Midrashim, you get a very different picture. Because look, for example, in the Midrashim here, for example, in Source 14, in Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem ha-Shabbos, by the Mon. Says the Medrash lachem v'lo lo'ab v'kelchavim. Mikan amru, in yavo v'kelchavim nishmus ha-Shabbos, lo daim she'im v'kabim schar. But it's a problem. And he quotes Yom V'lai lo yishbosu, and he quotes another pasuk, Ben yivem b'nei so osi lo'olam. It's a special sign for us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashal HaMelech Yoshev HaTrunah Yishev HaSkenegdo HaOver HaBeinim Chayev. You have a king in a private meeting it's intense, it's private, it's melech and matruna, and someone else comes in the middle. And that's infringing on the unique relationship. This is not the place, this is not the time, this is private, this is the king and his person serving him. This is not for anyone else to intrude and to invade this space. The idea of the Medrash is that for a non-Jew to take Shabbos and keep Shabbos, and Shabbos meaning Shabbos Kodesh, the religious expression of Shabbos, is to undermine that unique relationship that exists between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, the more you think in these terms, the more you can very much feel and understand well where the Aruch HaNer is coming from and where the Divrei Yosef is coming from. Because it's true, he's not technically fully Jewish until Tevilah, but there's certainly a kinship, there's certainly a shaychus, there's certainly, you wouldn't necessarily want to look at this as an infringement in the sense that he is already coming part of the club. He's not quite there yet, but he's joining the club. It's not as much of an assault on that relationship as if it was someone who's totally mufka, who's not shaykh, who hasn't done anything toward that process. Whereas, according to the way you read the Gemara, the way Rashi for sure reads the Gemara, it sounds like that right now Bnei Noach have their halachas. There's halacha of an Ben Noach that is supposed to not take off a day and not work. And right now, he's in that category. When he'll take on the status of Yisrael, then the halach has changed. Then we can hear more where Rosh Hashanah was coming from. There's something else to notice. And there's a medrash, Dvarim Rabbah, that also is similar to the medrash in Shmos. But Dafka there, there's a few words that those who oppose Rosh Hashanah harp onto. And the medrash itself adds, in expressing the Isser, the very fact that he's not doing Bris Milah. Ovi Kachav says the Dvarim Rabbah, so the very medrash, one of the medrashim that formulates the issa from the perspective of an infringement on that special relationship, which he goes out to talk about, as you see, mentions the fact that he's not shaykh to mila. So those opponents of Rosh Hashanah look at the medrash and say, look, you see, it's all about the fact that he is an interloper, the fact that he hasn't yet been shaykh to bris mila. Kibo of bris mila sounds like, then it's okay. There's no issa. Of course, his response was, in the Emedon Halacha Min Agadas. In other words, that's Agada, that's Medrash, don't tell me that, I go by the strict Halacha. What we're saying is he goes with the Gemara. He doesn't go with the Midrashim. There's another taina that the Divrei Yosef has here in terms of the nature of the Malacha that you would want to say he has to violate in order to be in compliance with this Halacha. He says as follows, back in Source 16 in the Divrei Yosef, Rosh and Zeh, Raya Brura Kishemesh, he's quoting the Medrash Dvarim Rabbah that we see, right, we just read. Me'acha Shemar B'Shalot Taval, Mutter U'Mechuyiv L'Shmar Shabbos. Okay, so that's within the idea of the Medrash. But now he goes a step further. The Da. Ma'ashamim Mesech Sanhedrin, the Rishkokshi says, Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa. So he notices that L'Chorah there's another angle to Goy Shabbos. Besides the Medrash, there's the Gemara, right? He says, Shama Kavana Acheres. He recognizes that that's coming from a different angle than the Medrash. Says the Divrei Yosef, but Shebnei Noach Mitzuvim Shetamid Yaskel B'Mlachtam. He picks up on our distinction. So you're coming from the angle of the Gemara. The Gemara's idea is they have to continuously work. Right? That's where Ravina adds even Monday, according to Rashi. V'lomi tam shniskar b'medrash. From the Medrash, it sounds like Shabbos Kodesh is the Issa. From Ravina and the Gemara is Mashma, Mavur, that even on Monday. Radaiti says the Divrei Yosef, Al pi Medrash, Haniskar, Shasil Goy Lishmoth Shabbos Yisrael, Dai lo im Yasa Melacha, Shiasura Lon Elasis Bishabbos, Achas Vilamites Melachas, Mehem Omitodesayan, Shasur Midorais. Working, the if you hold like the Gemara, then you should have told him to write your name. You should have told him to go plant, to go harvest, zriya binyan. That's Yishuv HaOlam. V'nei hamarish haniskar, the one who tumul, the tumuler, she'echriach esagerlich, the b'shabbos, be'kach be'kach shogah b'roya v'toy v'hita, he's wrong, the man of manafshach, ala pi medrish haniskar, if you go with the medrish's approach, me'achash shenimo ha'reolin in shabbos kisro gomor, then he's mamishekta, the b'yosef said before, he's kisro gomor gavi shabbos, umutter umitzuva lishma shabbos kedas. Ayu taina de gemara, the afga divi ashas, it doesn't seem to acknowledge Mila as being a differentiation. He's still not Jewish yet, right? I'll call upon him. Muchvach rasas malacha mamish. She begin yeshiva olam. Ksiva won't do it for you. Lo ksiva mechika, because yom b'lai lo yishbos to lo nemar al ksiva mechika. It's going on. Here you could tie it back. You could say like this. Lamites malachas are a paradigm. Sometimes we see that a particular malacha is contributing to yeshiva olam. What does yeshiva olam mean? Creative act. You plant, you see it's creative. Something comes out. Binyan. But even something which is conceptually creative is also considered malacha. These are concepts, not just what you see in your own eyes to see defined as creative. These are acts in some way you've created something. Even hotzah can be defined in such terms. So therefore, any malacha ultimately can pass the test of being within the category of Yeshiva Olam. So it could be, in that regard, you could explain Ksiva also as something which would be in compliance with the Gemara's formulation of Yom B'lai Lo Yishbosu. Now, this is all within Rashi. Rashi took Ravina and the Gemara, and according to that interpretation, it's a very different Mahalach than the Medrash. The Medrash is based on infringing on Shabbos Kodesh and the relationship, and the Gemara is talking about not taking a day of rest, not for religious motivation. The Rambam has an interesting blend between the Medrash and the Gemara. Notice Rambam does. The Rambam paskins like Ravina, that it has to be, even that can even be Yom Sheni, but the Rambam talks about it in terms of a religious connotation, like a chidush das. The Rambam has a very interesting formulation of the rules of Tayag Mitzvahs, the rules of Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach have their code, the Noachot code, and that's how they can get salvation. And there is the Tayag Mitzvahs approach of Klal Yisrael. Akum she'asek b'Torah Chayim Misa, that's one halacha. V'chein akum she'shavas afil b'yom imosachol, even in a weekday, imasa'u la'atzmo kimo Shabbos Chayim Misa. The Rambam says it's a Shabbos during the week. It's not something that any religion might be doing, but your motivation is still rooted in a way of saying, I want to rest, because it's a way of affirming God and God's resting. I'm just doing it in my own way, in my own terms. I'm creating my own little paradigm for that idea. But the Rambam sees it as connecting to religion. And the Rambam says, it's like you're creating a mixing of boundaries between what a Ben Noach has to follow and what we have. You can't take something which is a defining aspect of the Tayag Mitzvahs code and incorporate it within the Bnei Noach code. That's for the Rambam the problem. Not per se the act of Shvisa of Shabbos Kodesh, like we look at it purely in terms of infringing on the relationship, it's a more of a broader idea. It's the idea that you're trying to mix and match what is supposed to be your path and what is Klal Yisrael's path. A hallmark of Tayag Mitzvahs is Shabbos. You take Shabbos and you add it on, tag it on to you, and now you have this, you know, this chont of a code that's Bnei Noach, and now you're taking something else. Again, if it was Stam a mitzvah for one time, it's mashmash for the Rambam, you take a law of one sukkah, maybe that wouldn't cross the boundary. That's what sounds to me in the Rambam is saying. But if you take Shabbos, even a one-time Shmir Shabbos, for the reasons that you're doing it, already it's considered a chidush das. This is a famous Rambam, there's a lot to say on it, but for the Rambam, I think you have a different way of even understanding the Gemara, which again lends us to think about where is Goyshemo V'lotavel fit into this. He's not yet over the line, but he's getting there. So can he cross that line at this point or not? This is all our discussion. Oh, just one more remarkable on the Rambam, and that's the Me'iri. The Me'iri is unique in his whole halach of it, how he approaches Bnei Noach, not for us right now. Maybe you've written about this as well, maybe. No? Not really? Okay. But the Me'iri has this famously, you know, the famous Me'iri's Gedurim Bedas, his whole formulation. So Me'iri looks at the Rambam's halacha in terms of how a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos or Zosik Bator is going to mislead others to think that you can also eat ham. In other words, they'll see him doing something which is very much associated with being Jewish, but they'll see he's keeping, not keeping other things, and they'll think he's a Jew. You can see this certainly in terms of, I want to say, Messianic Jews and things like this. We see people who are taking on mitzvahs and acting like having a Seder and this and that, but then clearly this is the Meiri's concern, and that's how he reads the Rambam. Okay. I want to shift focus, again, because of the time element, we're going a little quicker, to focus on this inyan from the other side. Okay, not from the perspective of what is Goyish Shavas, but what is the process of Gerus, and what does Ger Shemov Lo Tava really mean? He did something, he didn't do the other thing. We noted the Gemara in Brachas, he can't count for Zimun, right? That's Mefurish, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Nachri Emezam Ne'olav. This week's parasha is Parshas Bo. So we have, toward the end of the parasha, some continuing details of Karban Pesach, first mentioned in Parshas HaChodesh, and then again later on. There's a short pasuk there toward the end of the parasha, Tosha V'Sachei Lo Yochel Bo. What does it mean? So different drushes in explaining what the Torah is trying to forbid. Who is the Torah forbidding from eating Karban Pesach? So the Gemara brings one drasha from Rabbi Akiva, Mar Yevam Es Ayin Aleph, that says, La'asuyei ger shemov lo tava. That a ger shemov lo tava is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. Now, there's an obvious kasha here. We already know from all those other Gemaras, ger shemov lo tava is not Jewish. No, so what do you need the Torah to tell me that shemov lo tava can't eat Karban Pesach? Tosis asked the kasha. Tosus says earlier in the sugya of Movelo Tava, Kema, that the Rabbi Akiva darshan from a pasuk. So who does he hold like? If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that Movelo Tava is not Jewish, then Pshita Dulachu Pesach, because he Ovikel Chavim Gomor. According to the Shita that he is a ger, then how can he marry him? So like, who needs a pasuk? Manafshach. Either it should be okay for one time, or it should be pasuk that he's not allowed to eat. So Tosus says, the Olam Hilz of Rabbi Yeshua, but the Kiva holds that it's the Makar is not Rabbi Yeshua's Makar. Rabbi Yeshua's Makar was one thing, but the Kiva's Makar is the Torah. The Torah needs to be Mayit from Pesach, so that's the Chiddush, that's teaching us the Halacha, that Mavolo Tavol Ein Ager. This becomes the Makar for itself. It's Tosa sense. The Rashba has a different answer. The Rashba says, on this Gemara Ein Aleph, Kashali and Kain Hanugai, so he what do you mean new pasuk? And even if he's Mal, but again he's not gonna change anything. He's a Kanaravi Maho, he's not Jewish. He says the difference is this, Vilesa. The Shiny Hacha, the Milaso Lashem Yadus. He did a Mila for the sake of becoming Jewish. This is the first step in the process. The Afal Pi Shilo Nigmar Gerus. His Gerus is not finished. Mikol Malkom, listen to the Lashon of Rashba. Kvar hischil v'nichnas k'tsas v'das Yehudis. She'enot tzarech el tefila. In other words, it's not an all or nothing proposition. Gerus is a process. And it's not as if it's nothing and then it's everything. There are stages. And having undergone Gerus gives us, you could say, a tchila of being Jewish. There's a mashu of Yiddishkeit already there after the Mila. And you have would have thought, therefore, that that mashu of Yiddishkeit that exists after the Mila is enough to let him eat Karban Pesach. And that's the Chiddush. That's why you need a pasuk. That's the Rashba. Without elaborating, he just puts it in those words. Nichnas ksas b'das Yehudis. Says the Aruch HaNer, so I have a lot to rely on here. He wants to say something very interesting now. Nir Nistaiti, look at Kal Yisrael also. He says as follows. Af sha'adayin lo nichtas lo Kal Yisrael gomor ad shetava. You're not fully Jewish until Tvila. Mikol makom, mishah shenichtas lo bris mila, kfar nivdal mechal b'nei noach. He puts it in these terms. The Divya Yosef says, lo gabi Shabbos, you're Jewish. The Baruch Ocher is saying as follows. You are what you are. You are no longer fully non-Jewish. Are you fully Jewish? No. But you're not a ben Noach anymore. Ukein zeh brings the Tosis and Krisus, but then he brings the Rashba. Okay, we'll get to the Hikos the Rashba later on, but he brings the Tosis and Krisus. Kodem tfila ade mila nichtas lebris v'nivdu mishar ha'umos. Now, there is an interesting shayla. Could be any other halachas that could be relevant to besides Shabbos? So there is a machlokes. Rishonim, Tosfos, and Avodah Zarah, and a Radvaz. We know that touching wine of a Jew can create Yayin Nesach, right? So what type of a Jew? What type of a guy? A Jew is a Jew. A ger toshav is a certain status of guy that gives him certain privileges. He's mekabel shavah mitzvahs, and he can have residence rights to be in Eretz Yisrael. We're mechuyev to support him. Technically, it should be a requirement that he should accept the kabbalas mitzvahs of a shemitz bei noach of the ger toshav in a formal way. You need yovel for that. For pashtus, we don't have it today. There are achronim that want to make the case that if it's already understood that they are living by a moral standard, then ki'ilu memela they're ger toshav b'chidushin. That's why they use this for the heter mechira, that you can sell land in Eretz Yisrael to Aravim, to Arabs, because they believe in one God, and maybe the Bechin of Ger Toshav, you're allowed to sell therefore to a Ger Toshav. Big Chidushim, but there are Gedolim who say like that. Pashtus, you need a form of Kabbalah. But there's a status called Ger Toshav and all kinds of halachas. What is the status of Ger Toshav? He has a kinship with us to some extent, that he has privileges, even though he's not a Ger Tzedek. But what if he touches wine? So the halacha is, it's Yayin Nesach. What about Ger Shemo V'lo Tavel? Not as simple. We paskin, that's also Yayin Nesach, but the Radvaz argues. Radvaz says in source 23, and Yomer, the other thing, Malvolo Tavel Miger Toshav. Malvolo Tavel has an advantage over Ger Toshav Mikamatami for many reasons. Chada, the Ger Toshav lo kibel shum mitzvah Yisrael. All he did was he committed himself to seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Because already by the Mila there was already something of a Kabbalah. When you first start the process, you do a Hodas Mitzvah. And then by the Tevila, you do it again. The Gemara in Yevamos has it twice. First, Kishnichnas, the Ger is coming to you, you do a Kabbalah Mitzvah. So by the Mila there was already a Kabbalah Mitzvah. And then Bishas Tevila, you do it again. So there's something more. There was a Kabbalah Mitzvah of all Tayak. The Sud, the Ger Toshav Lomo, he says, he assumes the Ger Toshav does have no Mila. The Yartham Itumasakam, the Sud Ger Toshav will keep up Das Yisrael. And therefore, he says, Mikani Taime on the Omer, that Philoman the Issa Ger Toshav, Osa Yain Magod, that's Machuk is also those who say it's Usser, Moda Beger Shavab Lotava. However, he concedes, we had Stare for Chol Dover Shabikdusha for a minion, or if it's a Kedushin, if he gives a ring to a woman, a Jewish woman, a Dava Barsh, Enoki, so Lushim Dover. The Kaimalan, that we have to go by the strict halacha, Movu Tava Kilo Mo. Ella, she yotsam nechal akum, she mitzvah lachyoso. Number one, we can support such a person, give him parnasa, like a Ger Toshav, he has that yichus. The ema go be ayin tamei, or klau yisrael lo bo ad she yitva. Udvan Burim Hem. So this advice is very much of a smach, a good support for the mahalach that we're beginning to notice based on the Rashba already, and to try to see that there is a tahalich. That already there's Yotze Mechal B'nei Noach, like the Binyan Tzionis say. Now, there's a very interesting ha'ara that Rav Chiyo Milchel Tukachinsky brings in the name of his father-in-law. Now, his father-in-law is the famous Shmuel Misalant, who happened to be absent from Yerushalayim at the time of the Pesach. He came back, he wasn't so happy with what happened. He would not have necessarily passed in that way had he been there. So the son-in-law is Rechim Michal Tukashinsky, the famous Mechaber of Geshe Chaim and many Svarim. And he writes, in the name of his father-in-law, Moi Barabi of Shmuel Salant, Kashi Shamati Mipi Psak B'Pshitus, She'inu Asher Mechal Shabbos, that he's not allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Hamayt says that Kar B'Yerushalayim, Tofei Shches, Keshav Shmuel Salant B'chutz L'Aretz, when he came back to Yerushalayim, he's Slonin Gamhu Ala Psak Shal Rav Had, the Mori Tzedek, that Rav Osher Lemel, or Bekisvei of Shmuel Salant Matzasi Gamkin, Sheomer. Now he has another svar. This is what Rabbi Chalap quotes in his article that he wrote about this particular angle. Ger Shemo V'lo Tava Asalo L'Chal Shabbos, and he has arrived from the Rashba that we quoted, but then Old Machadisha, another point. Shehayadus Maschila Im Hamila. It begins with Mila. Ella kodim shetaval yeshlo mishus lachzor to go bichoser on the mila on the yadus ulachas shetaval nasiger lemafreya. That's very wild. Not that the process has begun and he's left in Enoch and then he becomes Jewish. But when you have the tevila, then retroactively the Jewishness has already been chal from the first stage. from the Geirus. If that's true, then can you let him be Mechal Shabbos? What would that mean if he was Mechal Shabbos? In Sarach HaChal Shabbos for two reasons. Number one, because he's a Gerim Afeah, so there was no violation of Gersh HaShavas, because if he's a Gerim Afeah, then he was always Jewish. Turns out after the Tefillah, he taka never violated Gersh HaShavas, number one. And number two, Mitzat Shachil Shabbos, HaRezu K'chazara, Ki Oker Samila. To go ahead and, you can hear me falpo on this. If you, Mechal Shabbos, it's like your Chozer on the Mila, because it's going to be Gerim Afeah. So therefore, you have no choice but to keep Shabbos. So that's a whole other angle. He started with the Rashba, but then he added this other twist here as well. Now, I want to bring it back to the Parsha and maybe next week's Parsha on another level, because this is another angle that gets brought in by many Achronim, which is also very fascinating. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar before Matan Torah. What is their status? And why is this so interesting? Because Klal Yisrael received a mitzvah before Matan Torah, called Shabbos. When did they get it? In Mara. And they got it again by the Mon, before Matan Torah. And then Zachar Shem Hashem Zekad Shabbos Erech Adivis. So wait a second. We're discussing the halachic status, the Gabi Shabbos, the Gershom of Lotaval, look at Klal Yisrael. They were given the mitzvah of Shabbos, and it happens to be that they are the equivalent of this individual, Mevel Lotaval. So this is now the Avni Nezer and others bringing this angle in. So we have, very quickly, the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin brings the drasha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Tzivcha Aser Tzadibros and Veschanan by Shabbos, Shomer Yom HaShabbos Kasher Tzivcha, interprets the Gemara as I've commanded you previously in Mara. The Gemara has a Shaila, what went into that Tzivoy of Mara, the Tchumin, some say Tchumin means Hotzah, some say it means literally Tchumin, did that get included as well? But somehow Shabbos already was part of the mitzvah of Shabbos already before Matan Torah, already in Mara. It says by the Olush that they rested, by the month, they rested on Shabbos. Sok to Binyan Sion, back to Binyan Sion, the same tshuva. Lachen lo bilvach and mutu leger kazal kaim Shabbos. Efshu et sadeid, shechobo lekayim. You have to keep Shabbos. Why? Because I wrote in my save Aruch Lener, Tosus had a kasha, how come the Gemara has to be memayit gershom avu otavo from Karban Pesach? What do you need a meat for? The Teiratzdi, a new teretz. You have the Rashba's teretz? He says, I have a new chap. Why is it tough to be ma'if from Karban Pesach, Mavul Otava? You need a pasuk. Pesach was eaten in Mitzrayim by Klal Yisrael. What are they right now? They're Mavul Otava. And they were eating the Pesach Mitzrayim. So what do you see? The Mavul Otava is not a chesar in eating Karban Pesach. You might think Odorus is the same thing. So they ate Mitzrayim, Achashemol, Betrilo Hayat Matan Torah. And can have a mina, Degam Udoros, Yochel Gershemol, Belotavim, Yipesach. That's why the Pasuk had to be made. Oh, now let's go to Shabbos. The Shabbos Amin, Dal Shabbos, Nistav Yisrael B'mara. From the Sif and the Pesukim, the story of the man. Adon Meyantem, Kodem Sinai. They were told, why are you breaking Shabbos? They didn't have Tefillah till Sinai. So it means they kept Shabbos in the window of time that we could call Mol Belotavim. So therefore, even though there's a lav of lo yaloi shbosu, you have to assume Shabbos is different. Zeres hakasuv, Shabbos is different. Ugabi Shabbos, yotzei mechal b'nei Noach, and learn that from Klal Yisrael that they kept Shabbos. Okay, just as I said that we would learn out for Pesach, but Pesach the Torah is memayit. The Torah says, don't learn out from Karban Pesach that you can eat Karban Pesach mavul otavo. Oh, the Torah has a mir by Karban Pesach. There's no mir by Shabbos. So here we can use Klal Yisrael as the paradigm and learn out that mavul otavo keeps Shabbos. That's his cheshbon. Amazing. Avni Nezer does the same type of cheshbon as well. I don't have time to read it all for you, but again, Tzitzakot, there's many of the Achronim like to discuss this issue, the Rashba, by Vombolo Tava, by Karban Pesach, Klal Yisrael keeping Shabbos in the Midbar. Doesn't that also give us indication that Mavolo Tava for Shabbos is in fact obligation to keep Shabbos? There is a Rishon, which is very not known, but it's the Tosis Yishonim in Yavamis, that Mamish says, without elaboration, he says, a Goy Sheshava, Mavolo Tava is not have the problem of Goy Sheshavas. Why? Kevan the daitel is gayer matzi lishbos. Doesn't say mitzvah. Matzi. He could rest. Simply daitel is gayer. That sounds to me like the inyan of he's already, he's a landsman already. He's not a foreigner. He's not an intruder. Daitel is gayer. That's enough to really, it's a much more of a loose type of an iser. Once you have the dark loose guy, it's no longer that. That's what it sounds like, but that's all he says without all the arichas. This story repeated itself after 1848, to get back to the history. In 1881, there was a Beis Din headed by Rav Shalom Gagin. He was the head of the Beis Din. He tells a story in Yerushalayim in that year, Taf Beis Mem Aleph, this is 1881, two Arelim come, I don't know here where they came from, I don't know if it was from America in this time, but they came, they seemed honest, they wanted to become Jewish, and I wanted to. And what happened was, with these Geirim, next paragraph, after the Mila, he did a Tavas Dambris, Echad Chacham Ashkenazi Karavelai, doesn't know who it was, and he had a little wine, and he says, can a Jew eat, drink from this wine that these Geirim tasted from? Did he make it Aser Nagayayin? Or do we say, no, once he had Mo, Mila, Kibolas Mitzvah, there's no Koach to Aser the wine. He's a Yisrael. And I said, in my humble opinion, with Daiti Ma'at, we have to be Machmir. Mo Bulatava makes the Yayin a Yayin Nesach. Now, that was what I said. Now, they were tricking him because they came with this question. A few days later was Shabbos. Mo Bulatava. The next Shabbos, when they were still recuperating, Koavim al Arsam, Rabbi Achena ben Yisrael, Boy Mitzvah, we came to give them brachas and visit them. And who got lanu? Ish Chacham Ashkenazi hay b'tochava. Among the people who came to wish well to these two Geirim was this Chacham Ashkenazi. By Yitzavu Sam, Yitzavu Tzav, that's like expression. Little by little, Leymar, Shitzarach min adin, Shiasa Melacha. Woo, do Melacha. Something, some Melacha on Shabbos. Why? He had no tefillah yet. He didn't get healed. Then Ken is still a non-Jew. Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa. And these Geirim hear this. Vehem HaGeirim, again, get very emotional. Near to Mishmoa, they're feeling so good about the Yiddishkeit, and suddenly they're terrified. Ki ach ze hayom Shabbos Rishon, shekivu l'shom rokel chasid. They're waiting, they're sweating, they're waiting the emotional connection to have a Shabbos. And then you're telling them, halacha, be violating Shabbos. L'chein lo'avu kabel, atche shochu l'shom kedas malasos. Atche erzeh be'oni, what I think that comes out of the Radvaz. He goes with the Radvaz. What does the Radvaz say? Yayin Nesach, they can make Yayin Nesach. But no, forget, the Radvaz says Yayin Nesach, he won't make Yayin Nesach. Okay, we'll argue on that. The Shulchan Aruch says not that way, but Shabbos, I agree with him. Masha Kosav, Gohoros, B'mago, B'yayin. I told you, I think they make Yayin Nesach. Like the Tur Paskins in Shulchan Aruch. So, fine, we can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. However, Masha Kosav, Radvaz, what did he say that we can take? He's not Jewish. But Yartza Mechalakum. L'chal Yisrael lo ba. So what do you see from the last lines of the Radvaz? That he left the standards of Bnei Noach, he didn't become Jewish, for that Shabbos is okay. He didn't want to go as far as Yayin Nesach, but you see that he was going to use the Radvaz for his purposes. One more angle, the Minchas Elazar wants to say an interesting part. He says, let's even assume like Rosh Hashanah. They are usher to keep Shabbos. Does that mean that we are required to make sure that they're Machal Shabbos? Delicious here. Their din is they have to be Machal Shabbos. Okay, let's even grant all the arguments in favor of that. But now, there is an emotional tone, remember, right? Are we Machal? What would be the basis that we should Machal to make them be Machal Shabbos? What would be the Mahalach? What Halacha? What Lumbus? What do you think?
Lifnei Iber.
Lifnei Iber. So Lifnei Iber, does that apply to something like this? So what's the classic example of Bnei Noach, Lufnei Iver? Not to hand them Evan Menachai. Would this be analogous to that? Says the Menachas Olas, let's see it inside. Al-Dvar she-herech sham b'din ger shmo b'l-tava v'iver shabbos kodesh v'emsa. He says, when he is daiti, b'shonam elu, b'agerim, shemalti, mevor b'shulchan aruch, first he said, tzichem v'hamti na tfil, okay. Goy nachte v'ladvilo kodem shabbos kodesh. B'shabbos kodesh, first he said, tzivisi is bali achsanya, they to tell him to do malacha. The gamim lo yomru lo. He said, "Don't tell him nishka felach." Number one, in bekim a game within Shabbos. They're going to do something wrong regardless. We ourselves, who knows, we're always shomer Shabbos kolchas. So if you don't know Mr. Brewer called hilchas Shabbos, unfortunately, lighter, you do something that's us. So you don't know anything. What do they know already? So mistamed do mechal Shabbos. That's number one. Don't tell him nishka felach. But then he says another thing. He says the emes. It's not a lefnei iverish. Last page. Meikar hahalacha. If he's considered Jewish, like the Medrash, Kibul Avos HaMila, the Medrash Devarim Rabba, then he can't do Malach. So leave him alone. He shouldn't do Malach. What do you tell me? Maybe he's a Nachri. He didn't do Tefillah. Anu mitzuvin lehazer lenachri lemnoi osa shelo rishpos. Aye, the Gemara says about the Zohar, you can't hand even nachai to a nachri. That means we have an iser even nachai. Memela, our iser even nachai, deriving from that, is also we're not allowed to let someone else violate his iser. It's a shaykhus, it has to be an arvus issue. It has to be something that it's a sniff of my iser is not to let someone else do that iser. But what about an iser that for me is not an iser at all? It's just his iser. I'm Jewish. Even a chai is shavet for Jewish, maybe shechilukim and certain dakas, different things, but basically it's halacha of iser is my iser too. So the shema iser shaykh to me, I can't allow Ben Noach to do his even a chai because I have an iser even a chai. But here, he says, Adarabba, we have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. He has an issa to keep Shabbos. You can't tell me I have a lefnei iver. That's already issa foul as well. What?
Something of that munashmol.
Yes, and also in terms of being like chumras and things like this, right? Right, so he takes the side of that, you know, what is lefnei iver, in other words. Yeah. So this is what he wants to say on top of everything else. Just to end with the, just mamish, another mamish, you know, icing on the cake, just to see, what do you do, therefore, at the end of the day? Like, is there a solution? Like, to this day, I don't know if there's any. I think whatever you do, you're on solid ground. And it could be that sometimes an issue like this could. I don't know. It's hard to say this to be recorded, but I think sometimes an issue like this does have to do with a certain natural natia of whether you're going to wear one type of the hat, which is this is where it falls, or you kind of look at the meta issue here of, like, the spirit. Not that you're not using halachas and not using imakoros and everything else, but you see the way that they speak about this. To me, it seems like that weighed in the way that Ben Yisin looked at it. Like, he's mamish holding, he's crying, and the Yosef, and like he's feeling connected. And how do you view the inyan of Bris Milah and Shabbos? And there's something about how you're the mahalach and how you think about the inyanim and apimach shava that I think have to end up factoring in terms of how much weight you put on the halachic issues, how much weight you put on the radvaz, or how much you just go away from that and say, this is what it is. It could be. But either way, the Panim Yafos and the Binyan Sin have another interesting angle, and that is there a way to accommodate everything? Is there a way to say that this guy can keep Shabbos, but also be in compliance with Yom B'Lai Lo Yishbosu? Is there a creative way to make everything work out? So there are two suggestions, and I'll leave you with this. The Panim Yafos says, this kasha is a kasha in terms of a Mishnah Machshirin about a case of a Safik Goy, Safik Yisrael. So what do you do now? He might be Jewish, he may not be Jewish. What does he do on Shabbos? And it's a kasha on the Avos. If you assume that there was an Isra from the time of Noach, so how did Avram keep Kol Terakua? Maybe L'chumra, he should be a Ben Noach. Maybe he's not Jewish. Okay, so Panim Yafos says, the Pasuk says, Yom B'Lai Lo Yishbosu. So there's Yom and then Laila. So he says, Kol Dematan Torah, The way the day was structured halachically was yom laila, like we have for kodshim, right? Yom then laila. So that was everything. The day that starts in the morning and then continues through the night, and that's the day. The unit is not erev moker; it's yom v'laila. Therefore, the iser of getting a day go by without doing work is to let the day follow by the night. Therefore, if you have the ben noach do melacha on Friday night, and then, do melacha Friday night, and then Shabbos and Shabbos night, right? That, in other words, sorry, how do we say it? What? Motzi Shabbos. So it didn't write. You don't have Yom V'Layla. Kim asa melacha, yisof ha-layla, lo'av ha-layla, shilom ba-shmoseh, shpisof ka yom v'cho ha-layla, v'shmir Shabbos, shilom Avram Avinu, was like Echam and Torah. So Mela, in terms of Friday night Shabbos, he kept Shabbos, yom v'layla shmoseh, he didn't violate. And he says, that's pshat, yinimsa kiyim shteyem, sh'asim racha b'shishib yom, v'asim racha b'shay Shabbos. That's where Ravina said yom sheni b'shabbos. Another pshat. Why does he say sheni b'shabbos? He say Risham. He means sheni, he means Risham. But sheni b'shabbos, because for us, that's sheni. So he's saying Rishon, meaning the Mutzai after Sunday night, is for us, Yom Sheni. He means even not Shabbos Kodesh, even Sunday. But what's Sunday for him? Sunday means Sunday day, followed by Sunday night. That's Ravina. So he says it's Pshan Ravina. So that's the Panim Yafos, and the Binyan Sion has another Mahalach to try to say, if you want to be chush for this issue, so he wants to say, maybe we'll define Melacha in different terms. We'll define malacha not in terms of lametes malachas, but more in terms of yegiya and amal and stress and working yourself up into sweat. Those kinds of things, heavy lifting, that might not be technically a malacha. You could do it indoors, up and down stairs. You could be sweating profusely. It's not a technical malacha, maybe a tashabasan idea of the Ramban, but not a technical lametes malachas violation. But that would violate Yom B'Laylo Yishbosim. On the other hand, if you carry a feather outside from Rishus to Rishus, you're not really exerting yourself. That would not be a violation because technically you're not really exerting yourself. To me, that only makes sense if you understand like the Gemara, not according to the Medrash. The Medrash is Shabbos Kodesh, and even within the Gemara, you have to know what it's based on. If it's about a work ethic, so work ethic is creative labor. But I wanted to tie that has to do with keeping a person away from sin. Which is the more that you pry yourself intensely to something, the more that it keeps you away from Averos. The Torah wants him to be able to have that activity, that sense of an outlet, and maybe that could be the Mahalach of Ben Yitzion. And he actually contemplates this Halacha too. It's hard to know if anyone actually went this route in terms of a Pesach, but it's something to know that he wanted to say that we could define the whole Isser in very different terms than we've been thinking about. So as you know, this is really a fascinating topic, I think, on multiple levels, and it really has everything to do with Inyan of Parshas Bo, Parshas B'Shalach. I hope to talk at Shalosh Shidduch about the whole Inyan of Klal Yisrael's role before Matan Torah, in what sense is there a Yadus that was Chal already, the mitzvahs that came before Matan Torah, what are they exactly? Are they part of Matan Torah, or are they like B'nai Noach mitzvahs, like Gid Anash and Ev Menachai? It's sort of a parallel type of an Inyan that I also do with my Sefer, but this is a mixture by itself, as you see, but it's very much, I think, very wrapped into the Indian of the parasha. So, okay, shkeich all you for listening, and have a wonderful day.